I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. So the two preteens are on their bikes, 20-inch wheels with cards stuck in between the spokes to make the sound of a fake motor, about 20 yards apart. At stake? Bragging rights. The hope that the other kid chickens out. Well, the game of chicken is playing out in Washington, D.C., and it isn't kids trying to muscle up. It is, we can't call it a game. It's a strategy involving thousands of jobs and healthcare and infrastructure projects, potential government-issued checks, played by, should we say, big boys, the biggest, the leaders of the United States of America who have let the government shut down. Let's go through it. Both sides pointing their index or middle fingers at each other. Republicans saying the Democratic shutdown. Democrats saying the Trump shutdown. But behind all the normal political nonsense, there are some important basic issues at play, both with arguments that have some credence. The central issue is health care, the Affordable Care Act, what are called enhanced subsidies expiring the end of the year. And without congressional action, insurance rates will rise for millions of people. Democrats say the truth of the matter is that if this expires, countless numbers of people will lose their insurance. Part of the enhanced subsidies mandate that even people living in the U.S. as non-citizens are covered. Republicans say that isn't right. So the government is shut down, and what you're hearing now is the blame game. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The bottom line is when I was Majority Leader, we had 13 times to vote on a budget. Do you know why there was no shutdown? We sat and negotiated with the Republicans every time. They got some things, we got some things. They did not negotiate at all. They refused despite repeated entreaties by Hakeem and me.
Hakeem is the House Minority Leader, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate had a continuing resolution which would have given them time to talk more.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens. That's what happened, plain and simple.
And add to that, President Trump saying he might fire many furloughed workers using the shutdown to finish what DOGE started. So getting back to the core issue, there are a number of estimates, but they fall in the range of 4.2 to 5.1 million people becoming uninsured next year. Many of them non-citizens, but also cutbacks in Medicaid will also hurt low-income U.S. citizens. There is also the threat today of withholding funds needed to complete major infrastructure projects affecting New York and the Eastern Seaboard. As well, if this goes on and on, there's danger for Social Security checks. So, understanding the core is very important. The politicians will continue to play. President Trump will have more emergency powers if he decides to go that route. He will be looking at the ratings. So will the Democrats. It will end when one side feels it is getting hurt more than the other. But then who's to blame? What will the president do? And the core issue, who should get health care coverage, and will the ACA survive intact? What makes sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.